Hare Krishna. The default defensive of the ego is the deadly fault. Our ego always refuses to admit that I am at fault, and often by trying to push the blame onto others, we try to preserve our good image. But unfortunately, even if we succeed in preserving our good image, we can't preserve our good character. Our image may depend on how others perceive us, but our character depends on how we actually are. And ultimately, our character is what is going to determine our happiness. Our character is what is going to determine our lasting success, and it is what is going to determine our destiny. So, the default defensiveness of the ego is a deadly fault. That means if we give in to that default defensiveness, that means anytime when we realize that we have committed a mistake, at that time it is best that we admit our mistake, apologize, and do the necessary to correct it. But instead, if we try to pass the hot potato elsewhere, pass the buck to someone else, then the result of that is we lose the chance for improvement. And worse still, we succumb more and more into the clutches of the ego. And thus, we create a pattern of pushing the blame onto others, and we can't learn that way. So Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, yadi ahankaram ashritya nayotseti manyase mithyaisha vyavasayaste prakritistvam niyokshati. So Krishna tells Arjuna that, and through Arjuna he tells all of us that yadi ahankaram ashritya, if we take shelter of our ego, nayotseti manyase. So in Arjuna's specific case, he was thinking, I will not fight. So basically, when we succumbing to our ego, refuse to do the right thing, then mithyaisha vyavasayaste, our vyavasaya, our intelligence, our determination gets misdirected, mithyaisha, into illusion, and prakritistvam niyokshati, we get engaged and encaged by material nature. So the ego becomes the means by which we go deeper and deeper into material nature. Once we recognize this, that the default defensiveness of the ego doesn't protect us, rather it protects the illusions that bind us, then we refuse to succumb to this default defensiveness. Yes, whenever it's natural to some extent that whenever somebody finds some fault with us, we don't want to admit it because we feel it will hurt us. But sometimes not admitting the fault will hurt us more in the long run. Once we understand this, then we can actually admit our fault and seek correction, seek guidance, seek instruction. And ultimately, this is what we need to do in front of Krishna. As long as we think that we know what is good for us, we don't feel the need for the guidance of Krishna, then by such thinking, such ego-driven thinking that I know what is best, we keep ourselves in illusion. In fact, we not only keep ourselves, but we go deeper into illusion. By putting aside the default defensiveness of the ego, by open-mindedly examining whether we are wrong, and if we are wrong, understanding this based on the light of Krishna's wisdom, and then correcting our course, by that, we can attain progress and success in life. Thank you. Hare Krishna.